This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The rhetoric, abortion for the health of the mother, is being blasted as a myth. A long line of medical experts, doctors of obstetrics and gynecology, tell how abortion only serves the income of abortionists. Nevertheless, that rhetoric is a big part of this year's election. It happens in every state where early death is advocated and where assisted suicide is made legal. A terminal cancer patient was approved for chemotherapy until California approved early death assisted suicides. Mother of four, Stephanie Packer, now has a letter from her medical insurer offering to pay for her to die. Her insurer is so generous, she would only have to pay about $1 for the lethal prescription. Assisted suicide is first and foremost an obligation to die. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, Donald Trump continues to reinforce his view that the presumed right to abortion, the judges that support and create it, and its sheer gruesomeness, practiced as late as at 9 months, must all be changed, he appeared on CBN Tuesday. And the National Right to Life Committee is urging those with pro-life convictions to examine legislative elections closely. Every office holder makes a difference. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.